You know the feeling of getting stuck, don't you? You set out to write something, maybe an email, maybe an article, and then you sit at the computer completely disgusted. Because no matter how hard you try, whatever you seem to write sounds yucky. It seems more like a stinky sock. So how do you get rid of the stinky sock? You have to understand what's really happening in your brain. So here's what the brain does best. The brain recognizes problems and then it overcomes them. So if I were to put a chair in your way, your brain would know exactly what to do. It would either remove the chair so you could move forward, or it would go around the chair. And no matter how many chairs it sees in the future, your brain will know exactly what it needs to do to overcome the problem. But what if there's an 800-pound gorilla sitting right in the way? Now, the brain doesn't know what to do, so it panics. Often, it shuts down. This, my friend, is writer's block. It affects writers and composers and artists and sports people, and it affects you and I. And you see that shutdown everywhere you look. The reason why we have so many fire drills in offices isn't because they like making you get off your desk and run down the stairs. Now, fire drills are done because people freeze. When faced with a problem that they haven't encountered before, they do nothing. And the same concept applies to writing. If you run into a problem while writing, your brain needs to go through a fire drill. It needs to go back into time in your memory when you had a similar problem, and it needs to pull out that memory and resolve the problem that it has. But when the brain does a memory search, it finds no such memory of success. It finds no fire drill. On the contrary, it finds failure after failure, writer's block after writer's block. And so the failure perpetuates itself. And guess what? You run into yet another writer's block. Then, of course, you believe that you have no ability to write. You believe that other people are more talented than you. But stop for a second and understand what the so-called talented people are doing. The talented people have a memory of success. And it's not random success. It's the success that's a direct result of having a sounding board. You see, when people are learning a skill, these so-called talented people had a mentor, a teacher, someone looking over their shoulder. And it's not like talented people don't run into ruts. But when they run into that rut, they look up. And they have a mentor. And their mentor was able to give them directions. Directions that took the person out of that rut. But this situation of getting out of the rut does more than just give them instant joy. It gives those talented people a memory of success. But what if that talented person didn't overcome the problem the first time? This is what would happen to their brain. The brain would reach inwards into the memory banks and try to find an answer to the problem. And would find no answer. It would find failure after failure after failure. And this is what happens when you're learning a skill for the first time. The brain goes back and tries to find a memory of success. And it finds no memory of success. It finds failure. It has no record of a memory of success. And failure is almost imminent. I mean, there you are, you're sitting, you need to get a job done, you need to write something, you need to do something, and you have no memory of success. So your brain won't let you do anything, it won't let you move forward, and of course you get more agitated. Getting agitated doesn't help, working harder doesn't help either, and you get a block. Now, having a sounding board helps you remove that block. Having a sounding board that has gone through the structure before and is able to get you out of that block really, really helps. So the next time you approach the same situation, the same fear, you'll feel this body of yours just tighten, your brain just freezes, and you're going to need help because the words won't come. The block comes into play. This leads to a higher level of frustration. But if you have a mentor, if you have someone who truly cares about your success, someone who truly wants to get you out of the rut, then you're able to get out of that hole. You're able to get the structure that enables you to get out of the hole in future. But more importantly, it'll stop your brain from having too many bad memories. Because if you have good memories, your brain draws. It draws from good memories and bad memories, and it kind of mixes it up. And then it works out a memory that's able to overcome a similar challenge in future. Just like the chair. When it runs into the chair, it works it out. It knows what to do. And as a result, it comes out with, no matter how many chairs you see in the future, you'll work out exactly what to do. This successful memory becomes the dominant memory. You learned how to walk, to talk, how not to fall off your bike for a very specific set of reasons. You had three parameters in place. The first one was structure, very clear, defined structure. The second thing is you had a mentor. You always had someone helping you how to walk, how to talk, how to not fall off your bike. And the third thing is you had memory banks filled with success and failure, but the success was far more than the failure. If the failure was more than the success, you would not know how to talk, you would not know how to walk, and you would not know how to ride a bike. So if you want to learn how to do things better, you need to have a structure, you need to have a mentor, and you need to have a memory bank filled with success. So go to people that will teach you to do this, mentors that will help you to get beyond that failure and into a level of success. That is what true talent is. Talent is the ability to take structure and put it into practice at high speed. And when you get stuck, to be able to get unstuck and move ahead. And then you can be talented at pretty much anything.
If you would like to learn how you can improve your business, go to psychotactics.com. where you can get more information on audio, video, and in ebooks. Psychotactics also has tons of very helpful free articles that will help you understand the enigma of the human brain and the psychological triggers that cause your customer to buy. Go to psychotactics.com today. You'll be amazed at what you'll find there.